Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is a type of winter depression that affects an estimated 500,000 people every winter between September and April, in particular during November, December, and January. But what is SAD? How does it manifest itself, and can we help ourselves get over it, or do we need medication? We're here to discuss it. The winter depression is Jeff Beatty, academic psychologist, writer, and broadcaster, and Nikki Grossman, president and CEO of the Great Fort Lauderdale Convention and Visitors Bureau. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, John.
Firstly, can you tell us what SAD is, seasonal affective disorder, please?
Well, it's a pattern of depressive episodes that recurs in the autumn and winter and gets better in the spring. And recurs is an important thing because it tends to come back year after year. And it's something which seems to be caused by lack of light. And we know that for a number of reasons. First of all, the incidence of seasonal affective disorder in the US, for example, depends on latitude. So in the Northeast, it's about 1 in 10. In Florida, incredibly, it's 1 in 16,000. So it seems to be affected by the pattern of the day. And the reason light's so important is that it affects our circadian rhythms, and it also has an impact on our neurotransmitter, the things that pass the messages in the brain. And what seems to happen is serotonin level goes down with seasonal affective disorder, and that seems to prompt these recurring depressions.
That's with regards to the hypothalamus, which is your hormone production area, isn't it?
Yeah, well, there's an impact on the hormone production area, but also a big impact generally on the serotonin level, which is the neurotransmitter used throughout the brain.
Yeah. Now, in the story, it identifies 500,000, and there was a small amount of people within Blaenau Gwent identified as well. With 1-2% of it, it's a possible psychiatric disorder, and it could be quite severe for those.
Well, it can be very severe. Like all forms of depression, it can be very severe. And of course, there are people who suffer from the winter blues who don't have the full kind of main psychologically fully blown disorder. But for some people, it can be a very serious thing. And of course, it has a biological basis to it. But of course, there's also a big psychological aspect as well, because some people, as we know, are more prone to depression than others. And that seems to be particularly affected by the seasonal disorder. And of course, the beauty of psychology is that you can do something about it. So if you do suffer from seasonal affective disorder, there's some basic things you can do. So, for example, these are the things which are bad, which seem to be connected to depression. People who suffer from depression tend to ruminate a lot. They think a lot about what's going on in their lives. And you can deal with that in a very simple way by finding new hobbies, things to do, social activity. Because the problem with SAD, of course, is it's not just light level. It's not just the weather. It seems to impact on people socializing. So make sure you're doing a lot of things. Yeah. So that's one thing. And people who tend to suffer from all forms of depression have a particular kind of automatic thinking when things go wrong. They make the psychology word is attributions. They make explanations for things which are permanent and pervasive. They put negative things down to themselves. And psychologists recommend a kind of self-help cognitive behavioral therapy for depression, which is when things go wrong, think that these things could well be temporary. Just change the critic in your head. So there are things you can do psychologically to deal with that kind of seasonal disorder.
Yeah. One of the things we identified there is, a quantity of people. Now, there may be people out there, obviously, who are not aware they've got this. What are the sort of symptoms they'd be looking at?
The kinds of things that you'd be looking for is depressed mood in the winter, difficulty concentrating, increased appetite and weight gain, wanting to sleep more and a kind of craving for carbohydrates. So there's a whole kind of syndrome of behaviours which is kind of connected to it. Now, the point is that some people think that's kind of natural, that's what happens in the winter, but it may be what happens in the winter in some places like the UK with very low levels of sunshine in the winter. Other places it doesn't happen. So the point about seasonal affective disorder, as I said, is that the level of incidence varies enormously depending upon how bright the light is, where you're living, many factors, and of course, as I say, there are psychological factors which you can do something about.
Would it is it necessary in some cases that medication has to be involved with this, like an antidepressant?
Well, in some cases, I mean, people will be prescribed antidepressants to deal with it. But there's another form of therapy for seasonal affective disorder, which is light therapy, which is you can buy light boxes, which are these very bright lights, about 2,500 lux, and you sit for 2 hours a day for a week. And with people with a mild seasonal affective disorder, about 67% get better after a week of this light treatment,
right.
And 40% of those with moderate to severe seasonal affective disorder. So in other words, it's clearly something to do with light and illumination. That has an impact on our circadian rhythms and an impact on our serotonin level.
Nikki, where do you come in with regards to your awareness and your being the president and CEO of the Greater Fort Lauderdale?
Well, it's our pleasure actually to be here in the UK and bring a little bit of South Florida winter to our friends in throughout the United Kingdom. We had last year close to 500,000 visitors from the UK and from Canada. And, you know, the quick and easy answer is find a flight and get to the sun.
Yeah.
We have 3,000 hours of sunshine each year and average temperature of 77 degrees. But that's why we're here. I invite your listeners to sunny.org/UK, where they might even find a way to win a chance to get to Greater Fort Lauderdale. But we don't have Blue Monday there. We have sunny Sunday to Sunday. And we're inviting Londoners and folks from around the UK to share in some of the blessings that we have. And we are certainly aware of the impact of SAD in Florida. We get what we call snowbirds, people who flock to the sunshine. They come from primarily the northern tier of the United States. They come from the UK. They come from Europe. They're escaping the winter. And they have saved many of them their life, you know, for their whole lives to have that opportunity to escape that depression and that feeling of cold and that feeling of loneliness. And we invite them to bring their families, multi-generations of their families, mm-hmm. so that they can share in the fix in Greater Fort Lauderdale.
Sounds brilliant to me. the other thing, going back to you, Jeff, is regarding light therapy. One thing, I know we had a problem when my late father-in-law was alive. One thing that helped with him was having daylight bulbs in the house. Is that a help as well?
Yeah, well, it's anything which brings higher levels of light, really. So it could be a holiday, it could be light bulbs, it could be these special light boxes. And also, of course, a very simple recommendation, which is in these kind of dark days in the UK, people tend to stay indoors.
Yeah.
The secret is get out. Mm-hmm. You know, change the pattern of your life to make sure that you're out in daylight hours, because so many people complain about going to work in the morning and it's dark. They're leaving work and it's dark. They never see the daylight. So you know, change your rhythm slightly. You know, go out at lunchtime, have a walk at lunchtime, because, you know, our body is very much in touch with nature. In the UK, it is, you know, we have this dark season. So just try and change your pattern of activity,
yeah.
to allow yourself exposure to the maximum amount of light.
So it's basically, you know, get out there, do it yourself, get on with it. And, you know, you're not going to possibly cure it, but you are going to help it.
Well, you will certainly help it if you change your pattern of activity, because, as I say, like most things, I mean, it may well have a biological origin, but that doesn't mean it's purely biological.
Yeah.
The psychology is really, really important. So get more active, take up new hobbies in January, socialize more with your friends. Don't let the winter blues keep you indoors, stuck on your own,
yeah.
in front of the television. That's not the way to cure it.
Book a holiday. Yeah, book a holiday to Florida. One of the questions, just one of the final questions is, a number of years ago, we had disorders like ME, post-traumatic stress disorder, and what have you. And it took a long time to be accepted by the medical profession. What is the attitude of SAD within the medical profession?
Well, it's now recognised in the official Bible, which is called the DSM, the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual. It is recognised as a form of depressive disorder. And the critical thing is it has to recur several times in several consecutive years to be recognised as SAD. So it is an official disorder. And you're absolutely right. PTSD took a while to be recognised. You know, funnily enough, I spent yesterday writing about shell shock in the First World War,
right.
when it wasn't recognised at all. Now we know about the psychological consequences of it.
And where can we go for more information, please?
For the perfect holiday, you go to sunny.org/UK.
Thank you very much indeed.